Zohar Kol Kisrael, Pashas Kedoshim, Day 1, excerpt from 88. Vadaber Hashem and Moshe, Lemo Hashem spoke to Moshe, saying, Daber ben Kol Adas ben Yisrael, speak to all the congregation of the children of Israel, Vomar to Lehem, and shall say to them, Kedoshim to you, you should be holy. Ki Kedosh ani Hashem Lekechem. Thus I, Hashem Lekechem, am holy. And it's strange that Zohar brings the opening verse, Hashem spoke to Moshe, which Zohar usually doesn't bring. It's not necessary to bring so much to comment upon, it's taken for granted. Perhaps you could say it over here, it's brought, because what the Torah says in this place is something that's a tremendous chiddush. It's a very, very great new idea that will be hard to accept. Has to emphasize that this is something that God really said to Moshe. That a person in this world, a human being, can be holy, and not only holy, but his holiness can be like Hashem's holiness. Rabbi Elazar opened the discourse to explain this. Al tiyu kesis kefer de'navi. Don't be like the horse, like the mule that doesn't understand. A verse from Tehillim 32. Many times the Torah testifies about people. And testify means like it warns against them. And testifies, if Chas v'Shalom, you know, for your own good, you should do the right thing. Many times raises voices to all sides to awaken them. And they all dozing in with sleep in their eyes. Lo mistaklin, lo mishkichin. They don't gaze, they don't pay attention. And what face shall they get up on the day of great judgment, of high judgment? Which means on the day of death. And also afterwards, after the world is finished, on the day when Hashem revives all the people, and will judge the whole world. When the high king will demand the insult of the Torah that screams before them. So the Torah wants to warn a person while he's still alive to come to Hashem in order they should have what to answer and they should be ashamed when Hashem will demand from them the honor of the Torah if they didn't guard it, Chas v'Shalom, on the days of judgment. At the time of judgment. And they won't have any face towards it. They'll be like a person who's ashamed. He can't look openly. Because they'll all be defective in everything. They don't know the faith of the High King, which means faith, the connection to the Shekhinah, the Malchus. They didn't know how to serve Hashem from the world. Woe to them, violent Hashem, woe to their souls. The Torah testifies on them, Ramas, and says, Mi pesi yosuhena, choser leiv, gamelo. Who is the fool who turns here, who is lacking a heart? Says to him, Ma choser leiv, what does it mean, lacking heart? The leis leiv, they don't have faith. Faith is something in the heart. It's above the intellect, it has a root above the mind. If it's lacking, so it's lacking the person's connection to the Shekhinah, which comes from the quality of Malchus, from which faith comes. The man lo ishtadl b'raisa, because one who doesn't strive in the Torah, because the way to get faith is through learning Torah, draws upon the soul the light of Hashem, and awakens the soul to connect with realities that are above the mind. So if a Chas v'Shalom person doesn't strive in the Torah, lav be meim nusa, faith is not in him, the light of Malchus of the Shekhinah is not resting upon him, pogam mu b'kulan is defective in all. Ramalon says to him, omra lo mi boyle. Should say, he says to him, Kamodam, as you find, Omra Lakel Saleh, say to Hashem my rock, verse in Tehillim 42, Ma'alva Omra, what is saying? He shall say, Elach Lola Latosafa Raisa Leila, but to include and to add the Torah from above. Which means not only from the manifestation of the Torah, of the Shekhinah in this world, but even levels above also, I'll be moaning the person's lack of connection below. The Ikar Yalei Chosa Leila, that it calls him lacking of heart. Because you know the heart is Bina, so the level above of Bina wants to manifest in this world to a person's heart, and the person's heart is not alive and functioning and trying to experience divinity, so he's causing a lack of connection. That level cannot express in this world, so that level is as if it were unhappy and is bemoaning him. So this is Pogamim Nusa, person defective from faith. Talking things we learned, Kol Man Lo Ishtadl B'Raisa. Anyone who doesn't strive in the Torah, also the mikra of the gabei lishtatfa b'day, it's forbidden to come close to him to be partner with him. The mavid beis charta, and to do with him business. The kol shekein lemeach yimei b'orchin, how much more to go with him on the way. The leis bei minuska doesn't have any faith. That when doing business and going on the way, these are all ways to connect to Hashem, to connect the world to Hashem. So to connect to a person who has faith, a person together, they're able to draw the line in the Shekhinah, and if not, chas v'shalom, there's a problem. Tanin, you learn the kol. Call bar nosh to ozel biocha. Anyone who goes in the way of lacy may merely derise. It doesn't have even words of Torah. It's chayv benafshe, as if he, his own soul, he obligated to be, which means he's responsible to for having been subjected himself to the influence of negative energies. Or chas v'shalom to be damaged. Kol shekein man dizdavik be'orcha iman deleis be'minusa. How much more so a person is attached in a way with one who doesn't have faith? Lo chashuv li'kor demari. It's not important by him to honor his master. Because the way we honor Hashem is through connecting all the pairs in the world and all things we do to him. If he doesn't, chas v'shalom, so it's a lack of honoring Hashem. But d'day, lo chas al nafshe. He doesn't have pity on his own soul. Because if he's not connected for Hashem, so chas v'shalom, there's room for other energies to have a hold. Rabbi Yehuda Omar, Rabbi Yehuda said, "Man lo chos al nafshei, one who doesn't have pity on his soul, hey chishlof nafshei dekasher debrei. How shall he draw a kosher, a holy soul to his son?" Amar Belazer, Belazer, Tavana al Dora, I am astonished on the generation. Waitmar Mila v'kulein was said, "Doxim was written al tikus is kefarini navin. Don't be like a horse, like a mule that doesn't understand." So a person should lift his mind and his heart above to look for Hashem and connect with Hashem in everything that he does. And to this, he'll be able to draw holy children to the world and establish a new generation of people that are open to expanded consciousness. Zakonin and Sadikai de Mishtal de Birai. Submit worthy are the righteous that strive in the Torah. The Yodin, the Yodin Orchei de Kutcher Bruch, they know the pairs of the Holy Must Be. Meaning the pairs of connection to the Ein Sof. Through whatever they're doing in the world, they know the divine names and what to think, wherever they are. A person, though, who doesn't know the details, is just yearning for Hashem. It also makes the connection. Mekadshi garmaya b'kedusha d'malka, and they sanctify themselves with the holiness of the king. Mishtochachu kedishin b'kul, they found holy in everything. Begin koch, because of this, mishalfi rucha d'kedushim le'ele, they draw a holy spirit from above. B'nayu kulu zakoik shod, their children are all truly righteous. Vikrun b'nei malka, they call the children of the king, b'nonin kedishin, holy children, souls from the world of Atzilis, that draw the highest connection.